Property prices have risen by just over 10% in the 12 months to August. That's according to figures released this lunchtime by the Central Statistics Office. Let's get more from our economics and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy. David, what are these latest figures telling us?
Well, I think they're telling us that the speed of increase is actually picking up. And so if you look at the figures overall, nationally, the median house price is €354,000. The most expensive area in the country is the Dunleary area at €635,000. And the cheapest is Longford at €175,000. But I think it's all been driven by the increase in the population, the healthier economy, and the shortfall in homes in comparison to the demand for homes. I think particularly there's going to be a lot of attention now when we look at these figures on how many homes are going to be built this year. Last year, there were 33,000 homes built. In the first half of this year, it was 12,000. The government says it's going to get to around 40,000. Many economists out there are sceptical about that and say it's more likely to be like last year's figure. In other words, far short of what's needed.
Talk to us about interest rates. Another cut is expected tomorrow, is it?
It is. So this really links back to property as well, because when you have a cut in interest rates, it generally encourages people to buy property because their borrowing costs go down. So what's happening is the European Central Bank has been trying to fight inflation. Its target is to have inflation around 2%. It's now coming in for the Eurozone countries that use the euro at around 1.8%. So that means it's likely to go again and cut interest rates potentially by 0.25%. And we look out for the comments from the head of the European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, regarding what's going to be the trajectory. But people would say there will be a lot more interest rate cuts to come. Good news for borrowers, worth bearing in mind, not so good for savers.
And just going back to property prices and the way they've been going up and up and up, this can't go on forever, can it?
It can't go on forever, but it has gone on since the trough in the property market of 2013. Since then, prices are up 154%. There was a previous peak in 2007, and the prices are up from the 2007 mark by about 13%. How insulated are we against a property crash and the effects of a property crash? The banking system has been reformed. They're not so exposed to property as they were, the banks. People, in terms of their borrowing, there are fairly strict rules around that. So if there was to be a decrease in property prices, there wouldn't be the same type of negative equity issues. But is there anything to stop prices falling at a future point in time? No, there isn't. But certainly, if you look at the economic conditions, if you look at the population situation, if you look at the employment situation, all of that would point to a further increase in property prices.
David Murphy, thank you. We'll be back with more on the news at one in just a moment.